Hello, it's Paul O'Mahony, O'Mahony Blog here, and I have been very touched by Top Gold, Bernie Goldbach's journey to be alongside his mother, and his writings about his mother, and his audios about his mother. And it's put me in mind of doing something, saying something about my own mother. She's 88 now, and I have no idea how much longer she will live. And I don't know what the quality of her life, remaining life, will be. So I think it's probably a good thing if I do it now rather than wait until there's a crisis, or wait until I feel overcome with anxiety or worry or sadness. And I'm driving in my car, and as I got into the car, I thought, yeah, that's what I might say about my mother. So I might, over time, make several pieces of audio about my mum. I have been recording bits of audio, some of which I've shared, very few of which I've shared, but I've been recording pieces of audio so that we as a family will have her voice to remember after she's passed away. So the first thing that came to me about my mother is that and it's really about what do I owe my mother, rather than giving an account of her life. Her life is quite extraordinary, but that's for another time. What do I owe my mother? I owe her the development of an approach to argument and language and disputation which valued, you know, the good argument. And any time that I've come across situations where my argument have really mattered, as opposed to, sorry, I'm trying to negotiate something here in a car while I'm talking to you. Okay, there's a huge traffic jam there. Okay, let me start again. I owe my mother an ability to use logic, an ability to argue, an ability to put forward a point of view in the long form, very coherently, with facility. My mother herself, and when I say this, my mother herself engaged me when I was as young as I can remember in disputation and argument, during which she elaborated her point of view very, very clearly and very, very fairly. And I had an opportunity to put forward my point of view if it was different from hers. And we used to have, through different stages of my life, quite long conversations about some very fundamental topics, like whether there was a God or wasn't a God. Just to give you an example of a very fundamental topic. But also, whether I had to be home at 9 o'clock, 9:30 or 10 o'clock. So she controlled my behaviour more by rational argument than anything else. And my mother would have regarded it as a complete failing on her part if she'd had to resort to emotion. So she very seldom used emotion to get her way. She was particularly strong at putting forward her own point of view. I don't mean loud or, you know, using her position as parent. She would never, I don't remember my mother very often using the phrase, you know, you should do it because I'm your mother. I remember her willingness to engage in disputation about something, so that, for example, if I was urgently wanting to do something, I quickly learned that that wasn't a good situation to be in, because my mother could take some time before she'd either be persuaded or would not be persuaded. She was very good at it. She was very good at logic. She was very good at constructing an argument. And to be truthful, I don't remember whether her approach was deductive or inductive, but I suspect it was inductive. And she was pretty good at, once she had established a rule in relation to something, pretty good at presenting the logical consequences of that as being that this rule applied to various other situations. One little thought comes to me. She would never accept it as a valid point of view, the argument that, well, somebody else is doing it. My friend Johnny is allowed to stay out until 10 o'clock. Why shouldn't I? And that has been something I've taken on board. I realise that with my own daughter, what other people do is not a valid enough reason for saying that something should be done by me. So there, that's the first characteristic of my mother that I have the ability to talk about today, and I intend to think about my mom and come up with some other contributions. Anyway, my heart is with Bernie Goldbach today, as he's gone to visit to be with his mum in the United States. So this is dedicated to Bernie with great thanks and great wishes. Thank you. It's Paul O'Mahony saying cheerio for now.